Israeli officials announced that their forces have killed the successor of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah.
"We have weakened Hezbollah's capabilities. We have eliminated thousands of terrorists, including Nasrallah, his successor, and the successor of that successor," Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated in a video address Tuesday. "Today, Hezbollah is weaker than it has been in many years," Benjamin Wright reporting.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken aims to strengthen U.S. relations in East Asia this week by attending two summits with leaders from the Indo-Pacific and Southeast Asian regions.
Blinken is in Vientiane, Laos through Friday, participating in the East Asia Summit and the U.S. Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit. "We greatly appreciate the Lao PDR for its exceptional work in hosting the many ASEAN meetings this year," said Daniel Crittenbrink, Assistant Secretary for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, during a teleconference. Liam White reporting.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned the U.S. and South Korea that any attack would be met with a nuclear response, according to state media.
"With tensions still high on the peninsula and concerns rising over a possible provocation ahead of the U.S. election, Kim issued the threat during a speech at Kim Jong-un University of National Defense, as reported by the Korean Central News Agency. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Over a dozen states, along with the District of Columbia, filed lawsuits against TikTok on Tuesday, accusing the popular app of being addictive to children and harmful to their mental health.
The lawsuits follow a national investigation into TikTok that began in March 2022, led by a bipartisan coalition of attorneys general from states including New York, California, Kentucky, and New Jersey. The complaints were filed in state courts and focus on TikTok's algorithm, which drives the content users see on the platform. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A 74-year-old man survived Colorado's first reported bear attack of the year after fighting off a black bear that broke into his home with her three cubs last week, officials said.
The man, who was not named, suffered serious injuries after being clawed by the adult female bear. "It's fortunate we didn't have a fatality, as it was a close call," said Lucas Martin, a wildlife officer with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, in a statement. Wade Addison reporting.
Las Vegas bid farewell to the Tropicana before dawn Wednesday with an elaborate implosion that brought down the last true mob-connected building on the Strip.
The hotel towers of the Tropicana collapsed in 22 seconds at 2:30 a.m. Wednesday, accompanied by a fireworks display and a drone show. It was the first implosion in nearly 10 years for a city that thrives on reinvention and has made casino implosions part of its cultural identity alongside gambling. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.